بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. Almighty Allah states, O believers, enter into Islam and submission completely. Do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Surely he is an open enemy. This verse commands us to enter into complete Islam. This means that we should accept every law, adopt it practically. By adopting any other path, we will be following in the path of the devil. Islam refers to a complete system of life which has been mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. This includes our beliefs, aqaid, formal acts of worship, ibadat, monetary dealings, muamalat, social etiquette, muasharat, and character akhlaq. When all of these are found within a person, his Islam will then be complete. With regards to the last part, akhlaq, character, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, noble character dissolves sins just as salt dissolves ice. Evil character destroys worship just as vinegar destroys honey. Noble character dissolves sin just as salt dissolves ice. Evil character destroys worship just as vinegar destroys honey. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the most beloved to me and the one closest to me in the year after will be the one whose character is good. The most disliked by me and the furthest away from me in the year after will be the one whose character is evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who is deprived of softness, he has been deprived of all goodness. Noble characteristics which need to be imbibed are repentance, patience, gratitude, fear and hope in Almighty Allah, disinclination from the world, modesty, trusting Allah, loving Allah, desiring to meet Almighty Allah, sincerity, worshipping Almighty Allah according to the Sunnah, visualizing that Almighty Allah is watching, taking stock of one's good and evil actions daily, pondering over the creation of Almighty Allah, attaining the recognition and greatness of Almighty Allah, fulfilling of promises, humility, mercy, compassion, to be pleased with Almighty Allah's decisions, to trust in Almighty Allah, forbearance, to hand over matters to Almighty Allah, and to have total conviction in the promises of Almighty Allah. May Allah Tabarakallah bless us all with noble akhlaq. As we sit here, make the intention. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated, when a man intends towards something, then Allah opens up the door in that direction. We are sitting now for this gathering. For the next few hours we will be sitting, we make the intention of i'tikaf in the masjid, in the gathering of the angels of Almighty Allah, in the gatherings of the pious. We have come to search for something. Allah, we have come to search for complete Islam. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant it to all of us. For everything there is an alamat, a sign. Amongst the very hard issues to discuss is one of the signs of the love of Almighty Allah is that the opposite is not there. That those people who are not Allah, who are not the friends of Allah, who Almighty Allah is upset with, then in our hearts we don't have love for them. Allah Tabarakala says, لا تجد قوم يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله. Those people who believe in Allah and the Rasul of Allah, it says you will not find them having love for those people who Allah, who got their own fight with Allah. Allah Tawarakullah cleanse our hearts from all the people who are not Allah. Allah Tawarakullah remove the love of kufr and the people of kufr, the love of shirk, the people of shirk, the love of nasraniyat, the people of nasraniyat, yahudiyat, the people of yahudiyat. Evil characteristics which have to be eradicated are vanity, pride, carrying tales, malice, jealousy, excessive and incontrollable anger, desiring evil for someone, thinking evil of someone, love of the world, the habit of engaging in useless and impermissible speech, backbiting, lies, stinginess, show and ostentation, excess lust, evil glancing, and love for that which has been prohibited. Almighty Allah states, successful is he who has purified his nafs, and unsuccessful is the one who has soiled it with evil and vice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily in the body there is a piece of flesh. If that piece is correct, the entire body will be correct. If that piece is corrupt, the whole body will be corrupt. Behold, it is the heart. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us all with pure hearts.